President Mahama has refuted claims that he received $300 million as reward for agreeing to accommodate the two Guantanamo Bay detainees in Ghana. He said there is no monetary gain or whatsoever in the deal with the United States in relation to the two detainees. President Mahama assured Ghanaians that he will not do anything to compromise the security of the country, adding that adequate consideration came to bear on the decision to accommodate the detainees. The president said this when he answered questions from the media at the Flagstaff House in Accra.
With regards to Guantanamo, I'm happy you asked this question. There's no monetary consideration, and the U.S. itself would have disclosed if there was any monetary consideration. And so what you're seeing in social media, that I collected $300 million to accept these detainees, is absolutely untrue. The detainees question was a direct request from the United States of America to my government. We have been allies with the United States for a very long time. It didn't start today. We have partnered in a lot of things, and we continue to collaborate in areas of security, in areas of training with our armed forces, in areas of defense. And so when we received a request like this, we said we will appraise it, and based on the appraisal, we will take a decision. Extensive consultation was held both internally and externally. A risk assessment was done by the U.S. itself, and these two detainees, Aldubi and Benatef, were considered to be the most compliant detainees in Guantanamo camp, and they were put in the lowest risk category in Guantanamo. And let me be clear, people say ex-convicts, they were never tried, they were never charged, they were never convicted. At the time they were picked up, they were 20 years old. And so 6 years ago, it was the American government decided that they should be released. And so when America asked, we decided that we would do an assessment. We did that assessment. America itself did assessment and gave us their risk category. It was the lowest risk category. It was also established that they had played no operational role in Afghanistan. Our own national security visited the camp several times and conducted extensive assessments and interviews of these detainees.